With all of these disturbing indicators, AltMarket.com blogger Brandon Smith believes a second American Revolution is inevitable. What frightens the establishment most, I think, is that the American people have become active participants in their own national environment once again. Emphasis in the original. Smith wrote, "At Nevada rancher Cliven Bundy's ranch, they stopped asking for mercy. They stopped begging the system to police itself. They stopped waiting for the rigged elections, and they stopped relying on useless legal avenues to effect change. Rather, they took matters into their own hands and changed the situation on the ground on their own. For oligarchy, this development is unacceptable because one success could lead to many. For at least the past 4 years, our government has been quietly maneuvering toward martial law. It's been happening for much longer if you count George W. Bush's Presidential Decision Directive 51, which has yet to be fully declassified. This directive, part of the Continuity of Operations Plan, details how the executive branch agencies of the government could take control and maintain federal authority during a declared national emergency. Critics say the directive gives the president dictatorial powers and eliminates the last roadblocks to declaring martial law. As in the past, when faced with an increasingly non-compliant citizenry, the global elite turns to war as a means of distracting the public, solidifying political control through patriotism and damping down social movements, while at the same time increasing the profits of their corporate holdings. While even the globalists are hesitant to provoke another world war, as the massive release of nuclear weapons could spell doom for the entire planet, they are not above stimulating localized warfare across the world, particularly in the volatile Middle East. California internet commentator Richard Scheck noted that facts found in the corporate mass media reveal that a Leviathan has emerged at the dawn of the new millennium, reflecting the vision of 1984 and the warning of President Eisenhower to beware of the military-industrial complex. He echoed the thoughts of many by contending that factions within Western intelligence agencies control so-called terrorist groups and use them to perpetrate a strategy of tension and clash of civilizations to support partisan political positions. PSYOP. Psychological operations programs such as Operation Gladio, codename for a NATO plan to leave behind anti-communist assets in the event of a Soviet invasion of Europe during the Cold War, and reliance on paramilitary groups to continue Cold War efforts designed to defeat world communism, which is currently replaced in Orwellian fashion by radical Islam, soon to be followed by China. The public is confused and manipulated by wag-the-dog type events such as OKC, the Oklahoma City bombing, 9/11, Madrid, and London.